time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We take driving for granted in this country. Most of us get our license at 16 or 17 and go about the business of learning the ropes. Experience is the best teacher, as well as maturity. Driving isn't all that hard after all. Learning the basic rules to be followed and making good judgments are the heart of the art and skill of good driving. When you think about the trust we put in each other, it's amazing that we have as few accidents as we do. That's not to say we don't kill and injure each other at a high number each year, but we do a pretty good job considering the millions of trips that are made daily. We often drive down a two-lane road at 55 miles per hour with only a broken line in the middle to separate us from oncoming traffic. I've traveled 299 to Chico on business 5 times in the last month and watched the cars go by me without hardly a worry. We have a social contract, and it works far more often than not. This contract is unwritten, but it says that I agree to stay on my side of the road, and I expect you will do the same. I think these unwritten social contracts work in many aspects of our daily lives. The more rural the area, the fewer of these contracts, and the more densely populated the area, the more contracts we make with each other. We don't learn these in school, and there is no book you can buy. We learn these from watching the people closest to us go through their daily lives. Good models bring about good new members of society, and bad models create problems. I was quite disappointed to watch a few members of Congress forget or choose to ignore their social contract with the American public. The first clue to this bizarre behavior was when they ran for elected office. Many of them seemed to, and many actually said, that they hate government. This is our government. Elected officials are representing the area they serve, not just those that voted for them. Politics, by its nature, is not black and white. It is often defined as the art of compromise. To stand for certain principles is one thing. To obstruct and shut down government is an act of terrorism and/or treason. This representative democracy of ours has for 200-plus years required a social contract. We know we have different opinions about certain issues. That requires an elected official to argue his or her point of view, try to persuade others to join that point of view, and then vote on the issue. In the end, a majority will express their will, and we will all abide by that decision. There are standard and built-in methods for changing laws on the books. The method used these first few weeks of October violated the social contract we all expect. How do I know? Look at how much it cost us all. Every single one of us. Estimates that I have seen range from $25 to $32 billion. That is that auto accident caused by someone who chose to cross the line in the middle of the road just to prove a point. I agree with most of the polls out. The Tea Party segment of the Republican Party is to be held responsible for this. I have said many times that we need two strong and viable parties to make this government work for all of us. This kind of reckless behavior will only make the rancor in Washington worse. Hating our government is not a strategy for governing. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.